It's time to now move into the committee reports, and we'd like to begin with the Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee. Pat Fitzgerald, if you would, and I would remind that Trustees Courts, Montgomery, and Cave are also a part of the committee. Pat?
Thank you, sir. The Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee met by video conference on February 26th of this year. Trustees Courts and Montgomery joined me for the meeting. The committee reviewed the appointments to the faculty, the administrative and professional staff, and the intercollegiate athletic staff. There were no concerns expressed regarding the item. We had a presentation from Ms. Donna McNeely, who's the Executive Director of Ethics and Compliance for the university, and she presented the annual report from that office. She discussed the functioning of the office and commented that there are two new FTE, or full-time equivalent, who are assisting in the extended workload that now includes the compliance functions of the university. For those not familiar with that department, when you add two new folks to the department, you double its size, which is a good thing. Good organizations have a robust ethics and compliance function. Ms. McNeely discussed changes to the ethics training based upon the executive orders that were issued by Governor Rauner that have occurred over the last few weeks. She also reported that there has been a 41% increase in cases in her office comparing 2014 to 2013. I know for people who are not in the ethics and compliance field, they may think that's a sign of a problem if you have more cases, and I think it's the opposite. The concern in the ethics and compliance field is people always have questions and issues, and the concern is when people don't raise them. And Ms. McNeely pointed out that there was a Inspire Integrity campaign, which was launched by her office last year, which reached out and encouraged people to contact the office with any questions. And she theorized that the spike in cases was a result of that program. And after the meeting, she provided a spreadsheet of cases with volume by month, reflecting those increases. So we think it's healthy that we have a larger ethics and compliance staff, and it's also healthy that people are coming forward with questions or issues. As a result of that conversation as well, we decided that the next meeting in April will feature a presentation on cyber risk and cybersecurity and how we manage that risk at the university. That's a concern across all organizations, private and nonprofit in the country, and we'll address that in April. Mr. Hardy was present for the meeting and asked to comment on the annual FOIA, or Freedom of Information Act, report from the Office of University Relations. He explained that in 2014, we set another record for requests received with a 38% increase over the prior year. That resulted in almost 900 FOIA requests and 100,000 pages reviewed, which is a tremendous amount of work. The numbers keep climbing, and currently the office is managing 74 requests per month on average, and we're grateful. We understand that there's an important prerogative of the public to have access to information. It's also important duties for people to review to make sure that only the appropriate information is released. And so Mr. Hardy briefed us on that. Dr. Berbulis provided an update on the governing document review, and we expect that we'll have a further update on that process at the next board meeting in either May or July. And finally, Mr. Montgomery flagged an issue that he had learned of a bill that was recently introduced in the General Assembly's House, which seeks to change the appointment process or the appointment of the merit board members. And we'll be following up on that information in light of the concerns he expressed. And other than that, we thought it was a productive meeting.
Very good. Any questions? All right, hearing none,